Hi, Diana.
Hi.
So we're here today to talk a little bit about the Corporate Impact Report that we're publishing this year. I'm wondering if you can give first a little context on what it is, but also why it's an important milestone for us.
Sure. So as you know, we publish our impact report annually to share transparently the data about the impact that we have on some of our key stakeholders and progress on goals that we've set in areas that are important to those key stakeholders, our employees, our guests, our owners, and our communities. And this year is important because we are doing the final report on progress on goals we set 5 years ago for 2025, and we're launching our next 5 years goals. Those next 5 year goals are really meaningful because they are the first set that will be jointly shared fully by Alaska and Hawaiian, by our combined organization as it is today. And as you know, we've been going through a tremendous journey to bring these two strong and beloved brands with 90 plus year histories together and do something nobody else has done, which is have a shared system with two brands that deliver for the guest. And we're doing that so that we can continue to thrive and endure for a long time to come. It's the same reason we work on our impact goals, so that we can be really durable for the future. So it's a perfect coming together of those milestones. So, okay, we've been on this journey for the last 5 years.
Yep.
What are some of the lessons that you think we've learned?
It's been an amazing 5 years. And I'd say, you know, our 2025 goals were pretty ambitious. We set them in a different time in the world, and we accomplished many of them. And the ones that we did accomplish, I would say, the lesson that I learned was it took a lot of planning and upfront thought about how do we get from point A to point B that's some 5 years away, and something that we want to think about when we go to 2030. A great example of that, of course, is our GSE. We set out to cut our emissions from GSE in half, and we basically made it. It was like 49%, which is super exciting. But the only way that happens is year over year progress to accomplishing that goal. Changing out equipment when it's retired and upgrading to electrical equipment where it's available. So that's a great way of how do we accomplish a goal? Where did we fall short? Well, something like replacing single-use plastic items on board. We set out a goal of removing 5. We kind of got to 3 with the ambition to get to 5 maybe in 2026. But the reason that we really kind of fell short was we didn't start early enough. Mm. We didn't really set out a plan in year one and year two. How are we going to get there by year 5? And we found ourselves scrambling a little bit in a world that, you know, was a little bit more challenging to react in. And so to me, it's about great, having great ambition, and then starting today, which we already are, on planning for how to get there 5 years from now. So we talked about that. I think there are many things that we accomplished, and I'm excited about them, but you've been here for all of them. So you tell me, what are you most proud of that we achieved in the last 5 years?
Well, I think some of them are sort of related to your lessons learned. It's the things that we were able to do because we coordinated and we planned well. Just like running an airline every day takes this incredible orchestration of so many different roles and types of expertise across the operation. So one of the things I'm really proud of happened a couple years ago, but it was bringing to life plastic-free water service. So replacing plastic cups and plastic water bottles with recyclable alternatives. And that took a lot of planning, and it took work with supply chain. And you know, we're able to do it in part because we're small enough to be nimble and we're large enough to have significant impact. So I'm really proud of that. Another one is a different type of goal, which was really extending our reach beyond sort of the walls of our company. And that's in bringing workforce development and career advancement opportunities to over 200,000 young people across our communities so that they can have maybe careers in aviation or in anything else that they dream for, because you have to see it and have support in order to achieve your potential. And I think we've benefited from those opportunities, and we want more young people to benefit from those opportunities. The last one is an example of coming together with the technological expertise and investment expertise of Breakthrough Energy Ventures and the power of the One World Airlines to create the Breakthrough Energy One World Sustainable Aviation Fuels Fund to invest in groundbreaking, brand new technologies that will literally create a whole new industry in the future of competitive, safe, sustainable aviation fuel. So really excited to see where that goes. That's going to be even longer than 5 years, but you got to do those things so that we can create that opportunity for the future. So speaking of the future, we're launching these next 5-year goals. What are some of the biggest challenges and opportunities you see?
Well, I think you touched on it, right? I mean, it's something like sustainable aviation fuel is a lever in our decarbonization journey. The world is moving very quickly. Decarbonization is one of those things that takes year after year patience and investment. And so when I think about the challenge, it is not getting ahead of our skis, but doing that really strong work every year to slowly grow the supply and build this industry for sustainable aviation fuel. One World Fund's a great example of doing that. The other piece is bringing more guests along on our journey, right? We in the last year, we've had over 100,000 guests help us buy SAF, which has been great, and we want to see that number increase. So those are challenges, but opportunities at the same time. I think the other piece that I like to think about is the collective action that we can take as a company, both internally and externally. But when I think about the rich heritage of Alaska and recycling, started with Horizon, which you've reminded me of in the past, that we started recycling here and guests notice it and ask about it and notice when we're not doing it. And so how do we extend that knowledge and that really piece of our brand and our culture to something like Hawaiian, which does a little bit of recycling, has some infrastructure challenges in the islands, but has an opportunity to sort of level up, right, and bring our two brands really strongly together on that. So that collective action is a tremendous opportunity. And we've set ourselves another ambitious goal by 2030 for recycling. And finally, I'd just say, you know, impact and these goals and this report, they're key to who we are. We know new employees that come into this company read the impact report to understand a little bit about our culture and what we're doing outside the walls of the office. And to me, this is another step in that. It's every year we're going to make progress. 2030, we're going to look back and say, hey, what are the things that we're proud of that we achieved in the last 5 years? And we're going to be able to tick off a couple of those in that conversation then. So super excited to launch that, and I hope everyone enjoys the report. And finally, I would just say thank you for being a part of this journey. Many of you impact these goals every day with the actions you take and the care that you show our guests and our company. And we're so thrilled that you're going to be part of this journey with us through 2030 and beyond.